Well, the 4569 port is the standard port for All-Star. So if you didn't change it during your setup, that definitely would be the port. And what that port does makes it so that people can connect to you. Now, if it's not open, you should still be able to connect to other nodes, but nobody can connect to you, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so that port must still be open because your node controller, the hub for the 220 stuff, it still connects to mine. So, okay, well, that's good news. Okay, so I just need to fix, I have to fix the other direction or whatever, the 4569. I don't know. It's so confusing to me. Yep, I get it. I see why you put a Netgear in there. Because, man, those microticks are... Oh, it's a headache maker. Anyway, okay, I don't want to drag on here because I'm sure there's others that need to get in there. So, sorry about that, guys. WB9YPA and back to net control.
Oh, no problem at all, Mike. No problem at all. If we can help, we can. That would be great. But, yeah, the thing I would check if I was you is to make sure that's the port you're using. But it does seem to be working. Now, that said, I haven't connected to you, so I'm guessing you connected to me, the hub. So, because I don't have it set up to I don't think I have it set up to automatically connect to you. Maybe I did do that. I don't remember now. I'd have to go through my settings and see what I got going there. But, that's something I wanted to announce to everybody, not just you there, Mike. But every day, Monday through Friday, at 8:45 to 10:30 a.m., I disconnect this repeater from the hub, and every node, actually, and then it reconnects itself to the DMR TGIF node or group, talk group that we have for the club, and then it connects to the the Illinois repeater on this frequency. As a matter of fact, the 6-meter club over there in Illinois, they do what's called a grumpy net, and Travis, KC9TWX, asked me if I could set up a schedule to connect to that every morning, get a little more traffic in the morning on this net. So, and he used to check into that net pretty often. So, or not on this net, but on this repeater. But funny thing is, they're on the same frequency, and we're connected to them through All-Star. But so, if you're interested in checking into a net around 8:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., it disconnects automatically. Feel free to check in. It'll be going every day, Monday through Friday. So. Mike, yeah, thanks for those questions. If you need any assistance, I don't know if I can help with that MikroTik router. I haven't dealt with that myself. Like I said, I never even got into it, so I couldn't even see what it was going to take to get it to work. But I'd be willing to help if I can.
Thank you, Kurt. Okay, I'll try to set you up with a way you can get into my laptop, which has Windows on it, and with maybe like any desk or something, and then you could access the router that way using, what do they call that, I think you know what I'm talking about. There's an app on there that you can use to get into the MikroTik.